My name's Heather Buckingham and I work for the Trussell Trust. I am going to answer the questions. I'm just going to tweak one slightly. So rather than sort of talk about what forms poverty takes where I work, I'm going to talk about the forms that poverty takes where Trussell Trust and the Food Bank Network are engaged across the UK. And we've already heard some of that from Helen, and I think there'll be a lot of commonalities with what all of you in the room are talking about as well from your experiences and the experiences of the people that you're working with. So amongst the people using food banks, essentially we are seeing people who are experiencing destitution, people who are not just experiencing relative poverty, but also experiencing absolute poverty, so an inability to meet their basic needs with the income that they have. So we know that about 80% of the people that are using food banks, Trussell Trust food banks across the country, are experiencing severe food insecurity, which means that they are unable to provide adequate food for their family by buying it multiple times in a month. And we know that some of the primary drivers of this situation are people being on very low incomes and often in very unstable, unpredictable forms of employment, high cost of living and particularly housing costs, and then issues with the benefit system, which are a major driver of people needing to use food banks. And we know that these are also combined with secondary drivers, which make it more likely that people might need to use a food bank. So disability, health issues. We find that single parent households are kind of disproportionately represented amongst people that are needing to use a food bank. So those are some of the experiences that people are having. And then how are we responding to these challenges? Well, there are three main parts to the way that Trussell Trust and the Food Bank Network are responding. And the first of those is by providing emergency food. And that's probably the best known aspect of our work, the provision of 3 days' worth of food to people who are in crisis. And obviously that goes along with kind of softer support around that. So we aim that when someone comes into the food bank, if they want it, they also have someone that they can talk to. So there's a human interaction, a sense of being valued as a person that also happens in that space. That's what we aim for. So that's the emergency food component. But then there's also what we sometimes talk about as more than food or signposting, the additional support that can be provided in situ to help, maybe in a more medium-term way, resolve some of the triggers that might have contributed to that person needing to use a food bank. So whether that's helping direct people to support with claiming the right benefits, some advocacy that they might need around their benefits, or other forms of support that might be available locally. And then the third aspect of our response is about creating change. So we're very committed. We recognise that this is not just a problem about individuals, and it's not a kind of problem that's going away. It's a problem that's increasing. And therefore, it's imperative that we are also addressing the structural drivers of poverty that are causing people to need to use food banks. And I'm just going to say a little bit briefly about some of the ways that we're seeking to do that and some of the ways that we're seeking to grow that work. So one of the things that's quite distinctive about Trussell Trust food banks is the data collection system. And as someone who's joined the organisation relatively recently and has kind of observed it from varying degrees of distance at different points in my life, that's something that I've always noticed about the Trussell Trust is its ability to bring poverty into the public eye because of the data that it has about the level of food bank use. So that's one aspect. We're also engaged in research around the drivers of food bank use so that we can better bring those causes to light and do that in increasingly influential ways. But I think it's also just worth saying that there are perhaps two important dimensions of that work to create change. Part of that work is inevitably about policy influence and direct work with and interactions with the people who make policy about benefits and about employment and so on. But I think a really important part of that work too is about public attitudes. because public attitudes ultimately influence voting behaviour, and they have an impact on the kinds of policies that we end up with, but they also have an impact on the wider economy as well. So they have an impact on the decisions that are made within firms about how much people are paid, what their conditions of employment are, and so on. And so as we seek to kind of increasingly engage in this work around the structural drivers of poverty, I think we need to hold in balance those two aspects of kind of direct policy influence and public attitudes. So my role as head of church engagement is a new post at Trussell Trust, and part of what I'm responsible for is thinking about how do we cultivate these kind of conversations within churches where we're helping one another to think through what are the structural drivers of the problems that we're seeing, and how can we play a part in addressing them. We also have a programme of work around helping people who have lived experience of poverty to have their voices amplified within this discussion. I think it's really important that the work that we do reflects people's life experiences and amplifies those in the public sphere. So I think I'll stop there, but that's a bit of a flavour of the kinds of work that we're engaged in.